1140, Domino, Cellini, the fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Thanks for listening here on a Thursday. National Signing Day has come and gone, and Georgia Tech fans are very, very excited. And speaking of Georgia Tech, without further ado, let's welcome in their head football coach, Jeff Collins. He joins us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Jeff, congratulations on an outstanding class.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was a big day for us. Started off at 5:30 in the morning with a workout with the team over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and capped it off with signing one of the top running backs.
Jeff Collins with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.
Hey, Jeff, do you still get excited about the idea that opening statement that you make to the team the first time everybody's together, or even when you get together the new recruiting class? I'd imagine that when you become a head coach, one of the things you do want to have in order is how you want to present. And each year might be different. The message might be a little bit different. But getting in front of that group for the first time has still got to be exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just really good to get back to work with the guys. We've been on the road grinding for about 3 weeks. And just to be back around them and the energy and the vibe. I still remember a year ago when we had this exact same workout. And, with the transition and all those things, there's so much we had to accomplish, integrating the culture and making sure they understand what we need to do moving forward. And there was a ton of work to do a year ago last year. And it's really good to see where we are right now as a football team, as a culture, the way they understand how we work, the energy level that we require. It was pretty cool to see how far we've come in just a year's time.
Do you have an idea of what the evolution of your message will be to the group the first time you gather them?
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing. We met as a team. We already had a Club 10-10 workout when we got together at the beginning of January. And just the things that we had to improve on, size, speed-wise, and just being able to finish games, because we had three games that were one-score games that were critical that we did. We came up short last year, and just the small amount that we have to increase to, be the program I think we can be.
You talked about being ahead of the curve on Jahmyr Gibbs. What did you guys see in him maybe before anybody else did?
Yeah, I think just the evaluation piece, I think we have to be right on that. Evaluate guys early, see what they can do, and then go and build a relationship at the highest level. And we did that. Jahmyr was the number one running back on our board from day one. And, I think we go through the whole recruiting cycle. He commits to us, and then the rest of the world sees what we had already seen, when he's having 400-yard games and rushing for 7 touchdowns, 8 touchdowns in certain games. He's an elite player. But even a better kid, and I think Tashard Choice and the rest of our staff did a great job building relationships with him and his family.
By the way, we mentioned earlier today, credit to you for actually mentioning the people who maybe are more behind the scenes when it comes to the accumulation of talent, but the culmination of what happened yesterday. That did not get lost in this room that you mentioned people behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. I get more than enough credit, and it's not me. It's the unbelievable men and women that I've been blessed to know throughout my career, and that they chose to come to Atlanta, come to Georgia Tech to help us build something really special. And, I think that their contributions are amazing. And anytime I can mention Patrick Suttis, Karina Hargraves, Thomas Guerry, and Mike Gregory, who head up our recruiting department, I think it's important because what they do on a day-to-day basis is amazing.
Jeff Collins, head coach at Georgia Tech, with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Going back to Tashard Choice, Jahmyr Gibbs talked about Tashard being in touch with him 2-3 times a week. And that's a fine line that you're walking. That's much easier said than done, because you could be an annoyance if you're not careful. But Tashard Choice knows exactly how to do that.
Yeah, he's an amazing person. I got to coach him when I was here at Georgia Tech as the recruiting coordinator, director of player personnel. And we signed the highest-rated class in Georgia Tech history, and the one that we just signed yesterday was the top two in Georgia Tech history. So it's an exciting time, but just who he was as a player, who he is as a man, and all of that transcends into who he is as a coach. making connections, having an impact in people's lives, all of those things, are make young men like Jamias Griffin last year want to come play at the Flats and be coached by, a legend of Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Jeff, we're not looking for a Joe Namath moment, but a lot of Georgia Tech fans now are happy with what's gone on. There's an enthusiasm. There's a number, 26, that was attached with this class. It really doesn't happen often around here. I know you worry about your own. You don't worry about the entirety of the conference because it's not really smart, but you have a lay of the land in the ACC. What's realistic in the next couple of years? If you're addressing just Georgia Tech fans, not your players, that stuff is behind a door and you can keep it there. But what do you say to Georgia Tech fans about what the evolution of this program will be relative to the conference?
So, I mean, the big thing is it's the same thing I've said since day one. We are in downtown Atlanta at a top five academic institution in the epicenter of the greatest college football and high school football that there is. And with all that we have to offer at this great institution, Georgia Tech should be a destination spot for the elite players that are out there. And then we're not just collecting talent, we're building a program, but we're going to use the resources and the talent and the unbelievable high school coaching that produces great players and guys that buy into our culture to build something very, very special. I was here at Georgia Tech when we were a top 10 team perennially, playing in New Year's Day bowl games. College game day was here. That's the Georgia Tech that I know and love. For whatever reason, that's been lost on a certain generation of people, and it is our job to make sure they understand that this place should be the elite of the college football landscape, and it's our job on a daily basis to work to develop the roster that we have to the highest level and then bring guys in that elevate our profile across the college football landscape, that we're one of the preeminent programs in the country. I mean, that's the way I see this place. And hopefully a lot of the Georgia Tech fans and other people around the Southeast and nationally will start seeing that Georgia Tech brand and understand that that is a place that you can go to be great in every single phase of your life if you're a part of the Georgia Tech football program.
Don't want to harp on last year, but I think through adversity you find out who true leaders are, and I'm sure you found that out last year.
Absolutely. We had a small senior class. It was the second smallest in the country. And so a lot of the younger guys had to step up and maybe even do some things that were outside of, where they were in their development, but they did it. And, we've got a really strong group of guys, that are leading this team right now, leading this offseason. And then we're developing some other guys that are going to be superstars for us in the future culturally. One of the coolest things, we had eight guys come in here at the midterm in January. Jeff Sims, who played in the Under Armour All-American game, unbelievable player, was in the Elite 11. We're blessed that he chose to come here. But I asked some of the guys that played for us last year how the new eight freshmen are assimilating to the culture. And the best comment that I heard from David Curry and Chris Martin were that they are the culture. They chose to come to Georgia Tech because of what we preach, our vision, our message, what we are culturally, and they live it and they breathe it already. Some other guys had been, part of the previous way that things were done, and, they're learning in real time. But these guys had a year to invest and choose to come to Georgia Tech because of what we talk about, who we are and what we believe. It's really cool to see, and there's going to be another, 19 guys come to the Flats in June to help with that as well.
We'll have another opportunity on another day to talk about the transfers as well, because that is a way quicker, especially if they're the ones you like and they fit a scheme or a system that you want to get them in. We can save it for another day. We were joking, though. Guns N' Roses is coming to play down at Bobby Dodd. Now, I don't know how aware you are. I don't know if that piece of paper gets slid across. None of your kids were born when Guns N' Roses actually started this whole thing. But I know you're a music guy because that's a big part of what it is. The connection. You got to connect with young people. You don't want to force it, but you want to connect. How excited are you when stuff like that happens in and around the program? Look, it's hopefully, God willing, a moneymaker, which maybe some of that goes to your department. But the music part of it, Nick and I were curious. I don't know what kind of music guy you are. We don't know what kind of music you listen to. But I do know that you better be in tune with what 18 to 22-year-olds want to hear.
Right. When I was in high school, that was the Welcome to the Jungle was the song we ran out to before games at Rockdale County High School. So it's a little probably past our guys that are, playing for us now. But we've already got it planned that night that Guns N' Roses is playing. Atlanta United has a home game. So during preseason camp, take the entire team to watch Atlanta United play. And then by the time we get back to the facility, I'm sure Bobby Dye is going to be rocking. Axl Rose is going to be up on the stage and, rocking out. So we'll get to see that a little bit. So it'll be really cool. And then, hopefully November rain comes on. And, we've got a big November planned. Every game that we play in November is in Atlanta, except for one that's 77 miles away from Atlanta. Will be the only game that's not in Atlanta that we'll play in November.
How much would it help, and I'm assuming it's not against NCAA rules, if Slash wears a Joe Hamilton jersey on stage for at least the encore, if not the whole show?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm trying to lobby, too, that I get up on stage, too, to be there, be there for one of them.
Why not? Jeff Collins with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. On a serious note, it's only 3 weeks before you open the season against Clemson. I'm sure there are contingency plans in place because that field is going to take a beating, I would think, that night.
Sure. Yeah, there's some plans in place, some exciting things. Todd Stansberry, athletic director, Mark Roundtree, they've got a really good plan for us, so it's going to be really good.
What about the idea of opening up with Clemson again? What do you learn from last year's summer that maybe actually pays a dividend going into this year?
Yeah, we're going to be a completely different, team. We're still in the transition phases of the offensive line, defensive lines especially. We're going to be so much bigger on both fronts than we were really at any time last year. So just excited to see that piece. The guys that we signed with this class, O-line wise, average 6'5", 294 pounds. When we got here, our O-line averaged 6'1.5", 264. And so, excited about those things. We added a 6'7", 315-pound transfer from Vanderbilt, Devin Cochran, that we're really excited about. And, our defensive line that we signed averages 6'5", as well. So just getting length and range, across both sides of the ball up front is going to be really big for us.
You go back 25, 30 years, there may have been one, maybe two, 300.
Yeah, they were freaks.
Yeah, one or two 300-pounders. Now you got to have them across the board. It's amazing how times have changed in a relatively short period of time.
Absolutely, and we're excited about the guys that we're bringing in. Lou Corrala, our head strength coach, is doing an amazing job developing our team. We went out there yesterday morning and worked out with the guys, and just the way our guys look, they carry themselves, is noticeably different than this time a year ago.
And, Jeff, last one. Do you think that you guys can energize the campus enough where student section, whatever it is, it can get bigger? The buzz around the school on Thursday
sure.
before Saturday
Every pun
game.
Intended.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. That's what we're working on every single day. I think that, you see McCamish right now with the basketball team, doing some really exciting things. When you go there, the energy is palpable, and we got to continue to carry that over, into Bobby Dye. We're going to have a student appreciation night, the first Sunday of spring ball, and, get them out there and get them intimately connected, to what we're doing. Our guys are doing a ton of community service right now. They're going to all the other sports games. If you check it out on social media, the interaction with our student body is at a very high level. So, my whole thought process is we need to be giving, recognition to other people. And then hopefully once the football season comes, it'll be returned in kind. And actually trying to energize the Atlanta United fan base, because they started in Bobby Dodd Stadium, their first season playing there. Under the lights and, hopefully engage in that fan base as well because we're right in the heart of Midtown and, it's an exciting time and the future is really, really bright and people need to get on board, earlier than later.
So you unplug now with the dead period being here, spend some time with the family before you hit the ground running?
Yeah. So we still have a house up in Philadelphia, really cool 108-year-old house that's for sale. So I'm sure it's not the right market that I'm preaching to right now, but so we're up here taking a couple of days to unwind, get a cheesesteak or two, and then come back. And then when we get back on Monday, there will be 3 weeks of off-season conditioning until we get to spring ball. So it's going to be fun. Spring game, April 10th, under the lights, Friday night, Bobby Dodd. Hopefully we'll pack the place, too.
Jeff, is it 108 close to the city, or are you sort of a Pennsylvania country gentleman, a farmer of any kind? What kind of setup are we
just
talking
right,
about?
Just right outside Philadelphia and Chestnut Hill, and a beautiful, beautiful home. So anybody in the market.
Yeah. If there are any takers, Domino will just command a 5% finder's fee.
3%. I'm not here. Jeff Collins is a friend of the show. 3%.
Okay. A friend of the show discount, Jeff. 3%, not 5.
No doubt. No doubt.
All right, Jeff. Listen, congratulations. Looking forward to spring ball, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
You got it. Jeff Collins joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.